DNA is the fundamental molecule that carries genetic instructions that help build the living world. Humans have DNA. Pigs have DNA. Even bacteria and some viruses have DNA too. The genetic instructions encoded in DNA inform how our bodies develop, grow, function, and in many cases, that same information can trigger disease. Your genetic information is strung into a long and twisted molecule, the DNA double helix, that has over 3 billion letters beginning to end. But the lines that carry meaningful information are usually very short, a few dozen to several thousand letters long. So when we're looking to answer a question based on DNA, we actually don't need to read all those 3 billion letters typically. That would be like getting hungry at night and having to flip through the whole phone book from cover to cover, pausing at every line just to find the nearest pizza joint. Luckily, 3 decades ago, humans started to invent tools that can find any specific line of genetic information. These DNA machines are wonderful. They can find any line in DNA. But once they find it, that DNA is still tiny. And surrounded by so much other DNA, what these machines then do is copy the target gene. And one copy piles on top of another, millions and millions and millions of copies, until that gene stands out against the rest, and until we can visualize it, interpret it, read it, understand it, until we can answer, does my pig have the flu? Or other questions buried in our own DNA, am I at risk of cancer? Am I of Irish descent? Is that child my son?